amidst a cosmic battle against a white supremacist space regime, a heartbroken black cyberspace pilot must avenge the brutal murders of his wife and newborn daughter, while a colony of Philadelphia scientists seek refuge and new beginnings on exoplanet Kepler-22b, in a race against time on New Year's Eve, 2099. Welcome to the Black Joy Galaxy. To learn more about the Black Joy Galaxy, visit theblackjoygalaxy.com and check out the Black Joy Galaxy soundtrack on all streaming platforms.
Second law, soap opera.
Welcome back to the Second Law Soap Opera. On behalf of everyone here in the lab, I want to thank all of the listeners and subscribers to the podcast from all over the world, from New Hampshire to New Delhi, from Kansas to Kathmandu. Yes, Kathmandu. We thank you all. If you'd like to be a new sponsor for this growing podcast, please contact us at info@secondlawsoapopera.com. Chapter 9. Leona's first day. It's crowded tonight at Omar's, a combination coffee house, open mic, and, strangely, a bank during business hours. It sees a trickle of students and locals working or studying during the day, but several nights a week, there's live performances. Katie and Sophia nervously enter and try to find two seats.
Why are we here? Why didn't we go over to Landslides?
Because we are only 18?
19 for me. You know my friend Connie? Her boyfriend can get us IDs for only $65. I'll get him to get us too.
Katie looks doubtful.
Besides, at Landslides, I heard that all the guys are such liars. Everyone you meet there says they're all in med school or in biotech. Like you're supposed to be impressed. I bet barely 1% of them were even bio majors.
Maybe we could give them a quiz or something.
Yes, since we studied glycolysis, we could quiz them on that. Start with something easy, like what enters and how many net ATP made.
Or how many enzymes from start to finish. They could be lying about themselves and the quiz would smoke them out right away. Even if they're telling the truth but can't pass the quiz, there's no hope for them anyway. Besides, we're science majors too. Why shouldn't they be impressed by us? Why doesn't it work the other way around?
Don't look over there. They're coming over to talk to us.
Leona, is that you? Leona, hey, wait up!
Daniel, what are you doing here?
I work here. Well, 3 days a week. 2 years now. On contract. Not bad, saving up some money working on a business plan for a startup. Where have you been? I called you last New Year's and no one answered. I emailed you at all your emails. Why didn't you return my calls? Also, why do you have 5 emails?
Look, I have a class. We'll talk later.
I'll catch up with you afterward. Hey, can we grab a pizza later on? Maybe we could meet back in the office. I guess we share an office now.
I won't be there much. Too busy. Do they ever clean in there? I found roaches of 2 kinds and something even more disgusting under the sofa seat cushion.
You're evading my questions, Dr. Spisano!
Leona begins to walk away.
Okay, I'll look in, but just to get my jacket after class. If you're not there, I'm not waiting. Have to go.
There are 16 students in the laboratory looking listless. Most are texting, slumping. One has a foot up on the lab bench. Sophia, Martin, Kolya, and Katie are chatting amongst themselves.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Is something wrong?
Why did you lie to me and tell me my fruit flies were escaping from their vials and I had to get back to the lab immediately? I was having a good time at Omar's last night.
I had to get him away from you. He's no good.
That's what you know. He had intelligence. He had a great sense of humor. He had manners.
He had an ankle monitor.
Suddenly, Leona enters the room, all dressed in black. A few students straighten up. Most don't.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Spisano. I'll be teaching this lab for the rest of the semester. Here's my contact information. Best way to get in touch with me is through email.
Leona scrawls her name and email on the whiteboard.
So, how far did you get last week with Dr. M? Weren't you supposed to have a quiz?
Kolya raises his hand.
I think we got to 1986.
The class laughs as Leona, still consulting the syllabus, raises her eyes.
1986?
Yes, that's the year Dr. M cooked in some fancy restaurant in New Orleans and at night played with a blues band.
Le gâteau?
The trumpet, I think. He just spent the class telling us about himself and his life adventures. We never really got to very much in the lab.
Okay, no problem. We'll start at the beginning. I don't have a life worth boring you with, so you're in luck. You'll learn something and you'll hopefully have a life someday worth talking about, too.
Leona shoots a grim look to the student with his legs up on the countertop. He swiftly takes them down. The pizza parlor. Daniel and Leona are sitting in a pizza parlor booth. Everything is decorated in red, white, and green. There are stunning vistas of Italy gracing the walls. Hanging nearby are photos of grim-looking ancestors, still to this day critically judging the cleanliness of the tables and floors. Thanks for coming here with me, Lee. I was so shocked to see you today. What were you doing these past few years?
When our lab folded and things went south at DSU, I took a few weeks off to visit my cousin in North Carolina. I met someone there who worked for a startup and suggested I interview. The owner, George, was a great salesman. It seemed his family knew everyone. He raised money left and right, many from people who knew nothing about the business. Just wanted to be cool and say they were investing in a startup. Once I got there, I started to realize the premise. All the proof of concept, the data he used to sell the whole idea was bogus. But the money was rolling in and we were all getting paid. Maybe I was the one missing something. Then one morning we showed up for work. Nobody was able to get in. George was gone. He left for parts unknown, no forwarding contact info. Turns out his ideas were all made up. No basis in real data. His illustrious family was a group of criminals trained in sophisticated confidence games.
Leona picks off some pepperoni slices. Daniel eats them.
Wow, that's too bad. What'd you do them?
We were all in shock, to say the least. George seemed to just disappear. There were lots of angry people looking for him. I started teaching at a nearby community college to pay the rent until I could get out of my lease. Then I just decided to come home. My cousin was busy with her family, and I thought my prospects were better here anyway.
I'm glad you're back. I missed you, and our crazy talks working with you. When you asked me to come over that night for dinner to commiserate after we packed everything up, I thought you might have really liked me, that we might have something more. Why, when I got there, you didn't seem so happy to see me?
You brought your own pillow with you. How presumptuous was that?
It was for watching the movie. You said we might watch a movie after dinner. You know I hurt my neck playing club soccer.
Leona picks off more pepperoni and almost flings the slices at him. Daniel eats them.
Not a good look, nonetheless.
Look, Lee. Let me show you what I've been working on. What I really want to do. A real company. With real data to back it up. We work together well.
Daniel pulls a laptop from his backpack. Maybe you can give me some tips on how George raised all that money. Thanks for listening to Second Law Soap Opera. Please subscribe to this podcast and never miss an episode. This episode was sponsored by Lab Partners Science Tutoring. Let them help you with the scariest question of all. Who's your lab partner? Second Law Soap Opera. All rights reserved. LPST Incorporated 2023. Second Law Soap Opera. Second Law Soap Opera.